Unit 9. Creating Sustainable Cities. You may have heard of the three R's of sustainability: reduce, reuse, and recycle. These are important steps to follow to minimize the impacts of pollution on our urban environments. But no matter how efficient our systems are, there will still be waste. In order to create a sustainable city, it is crucial to convert the remaining waste into usable resources. In this way, waste from one process becomes raw material for another, thereby creating a closed loop of sustainability. Most cities are full of wasted resources, such as wasted energy, wasted carbon dioxide, wasted food, and wasted water. Reducing each waste stream and managing it as a resource, rather than a cost, can solve multiple problems at once, thereby creating a more sustainable future for the billions of people that live in these urban areas around the world. How can we close these loops and use our wasted resources in beneficial ways? Our solutions are only limited by our ability to use our imaginations. Vancouver is one city that has taken concrete steps to implement innovative solutions to sustainability issues. The city has pledged to become the greenest city on Earth. They gave every resident separate bins for trash and organic matter. The city produces methane from the organic waste and burns it to heat nearby greenhouses that grow tomatoes. They produce solids, known as amendments, from the remaining waste that is added to the soil to improve the tomatoes. Austin, Texas, is another city that does something similar with its wastewater sludge. They pass it through anaerobic digesters to make biogas that they use to produce heat. They convert the remaining solids into a popular soil amendment known as Dillo dirt. The city makes money selling Dillo dirt, offsetting some of the cost of treating the wastewater. Instead of composting their waste as they do in Vancouver, the residents of Austin put food scraps down the drain and through a grinder. The city's industrial-scale harvesters at the wastewater plant do the work of traditional composting, but with greater efficiency. Basically, in order for cities to become sustainable, they will also need to become smart cities. Smart cities will use the latest developments in AI, along with sophisticated algorithms, to monitor infrastructure and optimize sustainability efforts. In this way, cities like Vancouver and Austin can begin to achieve their goal of becoming net zero producers of waste and pollution, and self-sufficient users of resources like energy and water. Several major urban areas have pledged to become self-sufficient users of energy and water and net zero producers of waste by becoming smart cities. Achieving those ambitious goals will require a lot of interconnected data. Smart technology alone will not solve our sustainability issues. It will also require residents of cities to work together, using their imaginations, to find creative solutions.